Being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal senior Charlie Showalter, going down to the state tournament for the third year now. First of all, congrats on making it back. Tell me a little bit about Saturday, your game plan going in, what it took up there in Clear Lake for, you know, for to take care of business and get through down at the state tournament.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I just went in with a clear head. I trusted my preparation. I felt good all week, I felt like. And I mean, I think I just went in there knowing that I'm the better guy, and I know the work that I put in has paid off, and I can just go out there and wrestle my match.
So for your matches on Saturday, did you get first or second up there? Or
I ended up getting first, had a pretty good win in the finals, and has me feeling good rolling into state.
You bet. So when it comes to your season as a whole, what would be some of the biggest highlights or maybe some lows that you had to overcome throughout the year? What kind of comes to mind for you?
I had a pretty good year going into Christmas. I felt pretty good. Only had one loss going into Christmas. Felt pretty confident there. And then ended up coming out of Christmas, getting a big win over the number six ranked guy or so, Tech Fallen him. And then I took a couple bad losses to the Fex Phone kid from Clarion. And that kind of shifted my mindset a little bit. It pushed me to get to work a little harder. And I think in the end, it helped me push me to where I am at today.
So you come from a big wrestling family, I understand. Tell me a little bit about that and how it probably just runs in your blood, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've grown up, lived it all around my whole life, and it's been amazing. My freshman year, I came in wrestling with my brother as a senior, and now being able to do the same with my little brother this year, I mean, I've enjoyed it. It's been nice to always have family and representations around me to push me to the goals that I have, and I've loved it, loved every part of it.
So since you've competed at the state tournament before, what have you learned in your past couple of trips about what it takes to compete at that level that you'll maybe be able to bring into this season?
I think the biggest thing is just not believe the lights are too bright. I think just treat it like any other tournament. I think that I kind of went in my first year and even last year, even maybe holding some stuff back and not wrestling my own match. And I think it's just important to let it fly and have no regrets. I think leaving everything on the mat's important and just trusting the preparation.
How would you describe like your style or some of your biggest strengths on the mat?
I think just leaving everything out there. I think I can be a pretty high-paced wrestler. I think I'm my best wrestler when I stay on my attacks and I'm constantly pushing the pace, wrestling my match. And yeah, I'd say just nonstop mentality.
And what does it mean for this program to be able to bring six individuals down to the state tournament here this year?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, all throughout my high school, I feel like we've had pretty good years, but to be able to go and send in 5-6 guys the last couple of years has just been incredible. We had a great year last year, ended up having 4 place winners, and that was huge. I mean, I think it just opens up the program to show how the work that we put in really pays off and how much we can really do.
All right, and last question for you. What's it going to take to hopefully earn a spot on the podium here this week? What's got to continue to go right for you?
I think just continuing to trust my preparation and going in with I just want to have no regrets, letting it fly, just leaving everything out on the mat. And I think if I can do that, wrestle for 6 minutes constant, my style, my match, I think that'll push me to where I want to be.
All right, that's HG Cal's Charlie Showalter. Congrats on making it, and we'll catch you down there.
Absolutely. Thank you.